Okay, so this is really weird, but I'm moving into dorm last week, and I'm starting to put away stuff, and I come across this box. And you know me, like, I don't like to talk about, like, sexy stuff, but no, but I come across this box, and it's got. It's got a. Shut up! Okay, stop! I'll tell you. It's got a dildo in it. I know, right? Yeah, brand new, brand spanky new in the box. Oh, I don't know how much stuff like that is. I don't do that. Remember? I don't do it. I just thought it was weird. I found it, brand new. All wrapped in plastic in the box. Yeah, that is weird, huh? Yeah. Oh, you gotta go? Okay, I'll talk to you later. All right, bye, hon. Bye. Hey. Hey, yeah, I know. I haven't talked to you in like a week. How's it going? He did? Well, that was a dick move. I can't believe. Ugh. Boys. Oh, no, I haven't had boys around lately. But you know how last time we were talking about that dildo? I used it on me. Yeah. Yeah. It was. Wow. I didn't even think I could. Oh. It was awesome. Yeah, I. Now I think I've never had one before. Because this was. Oof! Another level. Oh, it was really good. Oh, you got church. Okay, sweetie, well, call me like tomorrow night or something, okay? I miss you and I'll talk to you. Okay, if you don't have a date, whatever. All right, bye. Hey. Yeah, no problem. That's okay. I know you get busy. Yeah, I got something really weird to tell you. Like, I got a call on the dorm phone at about like 8 o'clock last night. And it was this garbled voice, and I couldn't hear it at first, so I gave the guy, because he wanted to talk to me, well, who was in my room, whoever was in my room, which was me. And I gave him my cell so he could call me. When he did, he started talking to me about that dildo that was left in the room, right? Like, and I totally played it off. I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. You have the wrong room. Bye. But, like, he called back again and he told me exactly where I would find it. And I played along like I had just found it. And I was like, okay, well, where do you want me to return it to you at? I was kind of freaking out because, you know, I'm on the scholarship. I don't have a lot of extra money. And I'm not going to go out and buy a brand new dildo because I used the one that he had in the room, but he didn't want to meet up anywhere. He wanted to listen to me use it. I know, it's weird. I know. But I did. I totally used it and let him listen. You're funny. Are you being serious right now? You want to hear me now. Really? Why? Oh, we probably do sound different, huh? Yeah, I mean, if you really want to hear it. Yeah, girl, just don't tell nobody. What am I doing now? Oh. I'm playing with my nipples. Yeah, I really like that. Oh, touching my stomach. And I'm pulling down my shorts and my pants. Don't make me laugh. Quiet you. Okay. Now, I'm taking my hand and just kind of tracing my clit. Feels really, really good. And now I'm taking the dildo and I'm slowly just putting the head in to my pussy and then taking it out and a little bit more and taking it out. That way it gets really wet. So it goes in and out really quick. Yeah. And then I just start slow. Slow but hard with that little at the end. I'm like, I can feel all my wetness on it, but it's going in and out. The faster I go with it though, the more I get into it, and the louder I get. Because it kind of hurts, and I like when it kind of hurts. But I don't come yet. I take it out, start coming, and then I put it in. Haven't been able to get the whole thing in yet until right now. Oh God. Oh, that's that ow, but oh, feeling that's supposed to be felt. Now I just really want to come. Now I'm just thinking about what you're doing. I just really want to come. Go to class. Okay, we'll talk about this later, okay? Go to class. You're not worried out, are you? You want me to do it again after class? Alright, girl, you got it. Have fun. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.